This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Packer Hall of Famer, cornerback Mark Lee, and he and I, much like earlier when you heard Paul Kaufman, who was, we were all up on the deck together watching the $50,000 hole-in-one shootout, kind of chit-chatting about yesterday's events and the sponsor party the night before, and then obviously some of the events that have gone on, specifically the passing of Bart Starr. Had a chance to kind of chat about it a little bit. Take a listen.
First of all, welcome back, and glad you could, you know, kind of come up and make it. Second year in a row, and they got you at the best hotel in town, don't they?
Yes, they do. They got me at the, what's it called in?
The Microtel?
Microtel. I thought it was called Microwave at a minute there, but it was a, you know, it was a nice place. You know, we did good. We made it work.
Okay. How's life treating you?
Life is treating me good, man. I love coming back here down to Wisconsin. I don't get back here much, but probably 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah, hanging out in Seattle and fishing and taking it easy, smoking a good cigar every now and then.
That's right. Yeah. And the Cuban's the only way to go.
There you go. So give me your thoughts. Obviously, the Packers didn't have the season that everybody wanted last year. Obviously, Mike gets fired midseason. Now you're in regroup mode. You've seen this happen before. How tough is it to kind of absorb a new system and be successful at the same time?
Well, it's a tough situation because of the fact that, you know, my years here, 11 years with Green Bay, I went through 3 head coaching turnovers here. And, you know, it's almost like rebuilding your whole team again, you know. And I don't think they have to go that deep on it because, you know, you still got Aaron Rodgers still coming back and all that. But I just think it's probably about a year or 2 out from getting back into the mix. I really do.
Do you think they have a legitimate shot at being successful just because Aaron's just that good, or do you think there's a lot more defense that has to be put in?
I think we have to get some defensive players.
Okay.
No doubt about that. I mean, Aaron can do what Aaron does, and he does it. But if we can't stop people from scoring, you know, Aaron's going to have, you know, another heavy load on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is the best team in the division? Is it still the Bears because of the defense they have?
You know, I can't say that, but but you know,
you're not rooting for that. No, but realistically, you're looking at it.
Realistically, yeah, the Bears got a tough defense right now.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I believe in the Packers. I believe that if we get right key players in the right spots, can change the whole outcome of the whole season for them. You know, because we know we can score.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I mean, you just got to stop people from scoring on the board there for us, and the defense has got to just step up.
Had a good day today. You had to turn off competitive mode and get into let's go have fun mode.
Let's go have fun mode. Yeah, we had a good group of people that, you know, supported.
Never played golf before.
Right. They never played golf before, but they were happy and supporting the cause here, and we just had a great time and turned off the winning mode to the, you know, teaching and having fun, Mo.
Nothing wrong with that. So let me ask you this. This is the second year you've been here, and you play in a lot of tournaments. You get asked to do a lot of stuff. What makes Rice Lake, Wisconsin so special?
Last year was my first time being out here in, you know, this part of Wisconsin, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Wisconsin is Wisconsin, and, you know, and it's just beautiful out here. It's, you know, I'm a small town guy. I grew up in California in the San Joaquin Valley. And it resonated with me because I'm a small town guy and I love it out here. And I just like coming out here. I mean, it's just a great spot to be.
It's always good to see the guys. Obviously, the Paul Kaufman stories get wilder every year. You guys going beating up wrestlers, I thought was pretty cool last night, and hearing all the stories about Lynn Dickey and everything. I do got to ask you, so, you know, everybody in this Packer family, when an icon like Bart passes, give me your thoughts when you heard that Bart passed.
Oh, my God. Bart was my draftee coach. He brought me here. Took a chance on a, you know, young cat out of Washington. And when I first met Bart and got to see him after my first year, just a first-class guy, you know, and really hurt my heart, you know, because I wished I would have came back a little more to be able to see him and talk to him when he was, you know, able to get around like that. But, you know, it's a big loss for us all here in Green Bay here. I mean, this guy is a legend of legends here. And just a sad thing, but, you know, we all got to go sometime, you know. And just wish I would be able to, you know, to shake his hand and talk to him again before he passed away.
If you took anything away, because, you know, Bart always took Vince's life lessons and could almost quote him, you know, verbatim for many things that, that Vince Lombardi had taught him. Bart touched everybody in a different way. So if you took anything away from Bart, what would it be?
Anything that, that Bart said to me is just being a stand-up guy, you know, being a man of your word type guy. If you say you're going to do something, do it, you know. And Bart was like, to me, was almost like my other coach at the University of Washington, Don James, kind of like a father figure type guy that you wanted to make him happy. You wanted to do well to make him, you know, call out your name in a meeting and said you did well and stuff. But, you know, just be a man of your word. And I would say with Bart, because that's how he was.
Well, I'll still be rooting for you, maybe not for the best score, but every now and then they give it for the consolation prize of just showing up. So maybe you win that tonight.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I don't think I'm going to win anything else, but that'd be a good one.
There you go. That was Mark Lee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.